Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Chronicles of an Ibadan Girl with Damola. Yes, it's podcast takeover today and it's another beautiful Friday in the city of Ibadan. Yes, Damola's lines. But then Jeju is not in the city of Ibadan, I just assume it's beautiful. And anyways, I'm supposed to do this today on behalf of Damola or on Damola's behalf. Which one is right? So on today's episode of podcast takeover, I'll be talking about something I've really not found a topic or title for. Like, it's just a lot of events that I tried to put together. So yes, JJ is in Mina, JJ is serving, JJ is chopping the live, JJ is so you guys as you. Well, I'm just here. Basically, I'm just here. Let me start like this. So I went to camp. I made a lot of friends. We had plans. We had visions. Let me put it like that. We pictured a lot of fun moments. And on leaving camp, a lot of things changed. A lot of people actually slide. Like, you can imagine somebody that was vibing with you that just went all 100 to zero. Like, that stuff can be really painful. But then, man will always be man eventually, and you just have to adapt. And then this brings me to realizing the fact that you really cannot put all your eggs in one basket with people. You really cannot rely so much on people, should I put it like that, because people will eventually fail you somehow. And the funny thing about all of this is that those people that I really did not talk to, I really did not vibe with while I was in camp, are actually the ones that are making a lot of sense. Like, they are actually the real G's now. And in the downplay of events since camp till now, I actually came across some people, and I, like, maybe this is actually supposed to be my topic, I don't know. Like, your mindset about relationship, boy, girl, girl, boy, relationship. Now, let's not think about relationship as per love or whatever it is. But I'm thinking about love. I wanted to be anonymous on this podcast actually, but then you guys already know me. So this issue about love mindsets and programming yourself to think that all men are scum, every man is a beast, no man can make you happy, no man. I'm tired. Just short, long and short, I am tired. That you're not finding the right beast that suits your beauty doesn't mean, I don't even know how to say this, but enough of men are scum. Look for your own type of scum and fit in. Women are also being scums too. Now, this is me trying to be as sweet as the person, I would like to say it, a sweet little girl, I guess. I'm trying to be feminine, but then it's not working for me at this moment. Ladies, let us stop. These old men are scum, men are this. You're just building up a bitter person that does not exist. Like, you're just trying to create a frame of mind that is actually not there. See, there are people that are carrying their girlfriends to Paris, London, eating out and enjoying life. Why don't you just picture yourself in that sweet mode? And rather than, I don't know. Damola just asked me to do this podcast takeover and I'm here ranting. It's painful. I'm ranting. I'm not supposed to be ranting. Niger's sun is already very hot, and then I'm still boiling like this. I'm still ranting. It's not fair. But then, basic, like, me trying to be, you know, calm, trying to summarize everything I've said from the very beginning till now, trying to be as reasonable as possible, is your mindset matters. Whatever you think, you attract. If you're thinking about men as scum, you eventually come across scums. And eventually, most ladies will eventually marry the wrong guys for the wrong reasons. Like, it's because they're trying to look for a perfect man, picture perfect, he has muscles, he has this, he shouldn't. Everybody lies. Even you, your mommy will ask you a question, you will lie. Everybody, like, I'm not saying you should encourage lying or encourage negativity or all of that, but, like, what you sue me? I don't even know what else to say, but, you know, I'm just trying to put all of this, my rant, into words and make sense out of it. In the name of whatever you serve, please. Yes, men are scum. Men are heartless. Men are heartbreakers. Men are this. Men are that. But put your mind to something that is productive. You to start working. Have you realized that you attract things on your level? Like, if you're on level zero, the best you can attract is level 2 or level 1 because you're on level 0. But if you're upgrading, don't let all those village movies that they go and fetch water in the river, then the king's son will not see you in the sky, will not say he loves you. It doesn't work. Work on tongue, they are deceiving you big time. Just as much as possible, we're broken, we're sad, we're pained, we're hurt, we've invested a lot in relationships and they did not work. It is as much as that is possible, is as much as you trying to build yourself, try to improve on yourself, try to make yourself better. The best is still ahead. So it is not now time to now come and be using your post to disturb my life and be saying men are scum. Unscum yourself and move on. I am JJ, your sweet little girl. I know I've said a lot of things that pained a lot of people, but then I am very, very not sorry. Until next time, when I'm on Damola's podcast takeover. Bye-bye, and I love you.
Boom, I hate you.
Thank you for listening to Podcast Takeover on Chronicles of an Ibadan Girl with Damola. Do not forget to send me a comment on Facebook at Olagbade Oluwa Damola, on Twitter at Damola Olagbade, same as Instagram, and on WhatsApp. God bless you.